This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that federal employment laws protect LGBTQ workers from discrimination. Sagar Magani has this from the Associated Press.
The conservative court ruled 6-3 that the Civil Rights Act protects LGBT people from workplace discrimination.
As I read those words, my heart stopped.
Gay government worker Gerald Bostic's lawsuit was one of three the high court decided.
Really think I went into a moment of shock.
The ruling's a defeat not just for the employers, but for the Trump administration, which argued the Civil Rights Act's plain wording compelled a ruling for employers. Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch wrote the court's opinion, and the president says he accepts it.
A very powerful decision, actually.
Which is expected to have a big impact on the nation's roughly 8.1 million LGBT workers, since most states do not protect them from job discrimination. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In San Francisco, these two gay rights supporters seem very pleased.
I think today is an important reminder that justice will always prevail, but also that we have to continue to fight for it, and that during this Pride Month and as the Black Lives Matter movement continues, we just must not make the assumption that our rights will be given to us.
I know a person that was actually fired for being gay, so this is amazing that 20-some years later this is happening.
Along with Justice Gorsuch, conservative Chief Justice John Roberts also joined the majority opinion. The total number of coronavirus cases globally is now over 8 million. More than 2 million of them are in the United States, where the death toll has topped 116,000. A new projection by the University of Washington says the U.S. death toll will reach 200,000 by October the 1st. China is reporting 40 more coronavirus cases today as it increases testing and lockdown measures. This is VOA News.